Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Gret Glier, who is innovating in the area of charity and donations. He's got a website called DonorC, C as in S-E-E, that the donor may see what the donations are actually going to. And I should add that Gret is a graduate of Grove City College. We've often had as a guest on this program Dr. Paul Kanger of Grove City College. Gret, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here, and it's funny that you mentioned Dr. Kanger because I was a student of his back when I attended there.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I mean, I think the guy's fantastic. I interview him on this show a lot.
Yeah, he is fantastic. It was nice to he's a very, very smart guy. He has a lot stored up in his brain. I'm sure he's a great radio guest.
Yes. Absolutely. In fact, it's been a while. I should have him back on again. All right. So tell us about your project called DonorC, DonorC.com, S-E-E.
Well, I think you summed it up really well in saying that it's innovating the way that charity is done. When you traditionally give to your normal charity, let's say you give $20, you go to the website, you type in your credit card information, and then you'll get a thank you email. And then a few months later, you'll probably get more emails asking for more donations. And that's about the extent of your relationship with that charity.
Or direct mail.
Yeah, okay, there's different ways of soliciting donations. That's a fair point. So DonorC takes this a step further. And I'm not disparaging charities. We partner with a lot of charities. It's just the way things have been done for several decades. And we're trying to improve the relationship between donors and recipients. And so what happens on DonorC is you find a project that speaks to you. You give to that project and you get a video update. So as an example, let's say there's a girl in India who suffers from deafness. You can donate hearing aids to her. And a few days later, you'll get a video of that girl hearing for the first time.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's cool. Did you innovate this, or tell us about the history of this?
Yeah, you could say that this was my innovation. Me and my team, there's a lot of people who are working on this, working very hard to make this happen. But yeah, after I graduated from Grove City, I spent 3 years living in Malawi, Africa.
Okay, I've been there.
Yeah, oh, you have. Wow. That's. Yeah. I mean, I do not often hear that. From
the warm heart of Africa.
That's it.
I even got to meet the president, or was the prime minister. It was the first Muslim guy that was there. Forgot his name. It was 20 years ago.
Baterica. Okay. Well, that would have been a different thing. So I lived in Malawi for 3 years, and I was exposed to a level of poverty that I didn't even know existed. You can't comprehend how much poverty is over there. I'm sure you can attest to that. And so I was trying to find a way to help people who don't have the chance to go over there to see the level of poverty and get involved with it. And over the course of several years, it started with me making blog posts and then doing videos. And then I started crowdfunding. And then I brought other people to crowdfund from different countries. And then we built this platform, DonorC. And that's kind of how it got started.
Okay, there may be some people listening that aren't familiar with what you mean even by crowdsourcing, but just real fast, were you in Blantyre? Were you in Lilongwe? Were you in a rural area? Were you dealing with AIDS victims? Or not just, let's say, AIDS victims, but let's say orphans whose parents had died from AIDS?
Yeah, so I was living in Lilongwe, That's in central northern Malawi. And I was living probably on the outskirts of the city. And while I was there, the first year I went there, I went to go teach at, it's called African Bible Colleges. And I was
Mean Palmer Robertson?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, this is old home week, man. I'll tell you, Dr. D. James Kennedy founded this radio station. Palmer Robertson used to be a professor at Knox Theological Seminary. Oh, and listening to Dr. D. James Kennedy on the radio like about 30 years ago changed Paul Kanger from being a skeptic to being a believer in Jesus. It helped kind of disciple his thinking, and then later he became a Catholic, but he's very, very committed to Christ, and D. James Kennedy helped shape his worldview. So anyway, go on.
Yeah, well, so that's where I was living. There's a campus, there's an ABC campus in Malawi, and I spent all 3 years I lived there, I was on the campus. The first year I was teaching at the school there, and then the second 2 years I was still living on campus. I was involved in that ministry, but I was also involved in several other things. So you mentioned HIV patients. There was an HIV hospital that did about $6 million which over a year, which over there is a lot of money,
They
treated a lot of HIV AIDS patients. And I also, I crowdfunded, my third year there, I crowdfunded a high school for girls, so it raised $100,000, and we put a high school in this rural village context where girls didn't have access to upper-level education. And also we did orphans and widows ministry. We did house building. We did a lot, like everything that you can think of in terms of extreme poverty. I worked on it during my 3 years over there.
Okay, explain crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding is the idea. So there's traditionally people have kind of tried to develop relationships with people, ask for money, and crowdfunding takes advantage of social media. What crowdfunding does is you say, I have a project, and you put it out there to social media, to your contacts, and then your contacts have the opportunity to give to it, but then they can tell their friends about it. And what's great about crowdfunding is you can find the exact people who want to help your specific project from all over the place.
Hmm. Okay. Now, how do people prevent fraud, you know, in a case like that? I mean, anybody can say anything. Even the example of the videos, you know, somebody can say, oh, this is da-da-da-da, but this video could be shot in somebody's basement in Three Forks, Idaho,
sure, yeah,
or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, so we don't allow just anyone to post on our platform. So I did crowdfunding back when I was in Malawi, where I was posting stuff on these various crowdfunding websites.
Mm-hmm.
DonorSee works with vetted partners. So everyone who's posting projects on DonorSee, they've gone through a month-long vetting process, and we actually turned down more than 90% of the people who apply to work with us.
Oh.
So we're working with 501c3 grassroots organizations. So we have accountability coming out of our ears in terms of in terms of the people we're working with.
So integrity first, accountability. You turn down 90% of the people that actually or groups that want to work with you. That's fascinating. So you make sure your videos are bona fide. Pardon me?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of people who want to work with us, because what we do is we bring donors to these grassroots organizations. And so there's a lot of people who would like to take advantage of that. But we want to keep, you know, our integrity and our platform. We have to make sure that donors trust where their money is going. That's what our whole platform is built on. So, yeah, we work really hard to only bring the best and most trustworthy projects to our donors.
Okay, so explain to me what's different than about, let's say, you know, some organization, some ministry, let's say, that works in the third world, and they have, you know, occasionally they have videos that they show, oh, this is what we're doing in Malawi, for example. What's the difference between what you're doing and what they're doing?
Well, there's
it's
a lot
just more
of
specific?
Organizations that, yeah, there's a lot of organizations, and they post some really great, high-quality videos. But what they often do is they say, here's one video, and this represents 10,000 here's a video of an orphan, and there are 10,000 other orphans just like this that we're also helping. But you don't see the other 10,000. You just see the one that they took a video of. What we do differently is every single person who's being helped, you see video of that individual person. So the deaf girl who needs hearing aids, the elderly man who needs a roof, you know, and it goes on and on. Whoever it is that you send your money to, you get to pick that person out with a name beforehand. And then afterward, you get a video of how your money specifically helped that person. Other charities, what they do is they send one video out maybe every 6 months to all of their all of 10,000 of their donors, and that's about it.
You know, Gret, God bless you and what you're doing. And in some ways, the technology is part of what's making this happen. For example, people could just get this on their smartphones. They could just get the quick shots and then, you know, send it over through an email or something like that, or post it on the web, and boom, they're done. In the previous days, you know, when a high power charity makes one of these videos. They have to go out in the field. They have, you know, a field producer, and then they have a cameraman, at least yeah. those two people, mm-hmm. maybe three. In some cases, they can be lucky and have one person who can do it all. But it still has to be done professionally. Then they have to edit it and stuff. So that's why they're only showing the one orphan. But with phones and technology, changes in technology, that's where donors see, what you're doing now couldn't have happened even maybe 15 years ago or so.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, I'll give you a real life story of a donor see project, but that is exactly why we're able to do what we can do, is because of cell phones. And we actually pride ourselves. If you look at the videos on donor see, almost all of them are just cell phone, 20 or 30 or 40 second cell phone videos of people on the field, so that they can report directly from the field. They're very real in the moment videos. They're not highly produced. There's not a camera crew there and so forth. In fact, there was a situation that happened a couple of years ago where there was a girl, a young girl, 7 years old, who was crossing a river, and she was going to fetch water for her family. And while she was doing that, she had the bucket over her head. You know how they carry it on their heads. And while she was crossing the river, a crocodile came and bit her.
Oh.
And there were two men on the shore who jumped into the water, saved the young girl, got the crocodile away. And then we had one of our donor see contacts right in the nearest village. So they took the girl to our donor see contact. Our contact got the project uploaded to donor see. The project was funded within minutes, and then an hour later, she was at a private hospital with all of her medical bills fully paid for. And then the donors got to see that whole process.
Oh, my goodness. It's a new world. That's so cool.
Yes.
Apple or Samsung, or both?
We have both, and our website, donorsee.com, you can access it from anywhere. We're just like any other large tech company that you can think of. We pride ourselves in how available and how easy it is to make donations.
Tell me another story. I love that one about the crocodile.
Well, we've got we have stuff from all over the place. One of the people that, if you're going to go to donorsee.com and you're going to look around, one of the people who's doing some of the most amazing work is a lady named Amy Hathaway in Tanzania. She's one of our partners. And Amy Hathaway, the story I told you about a crocodile, that's a really great story, and we're glad that we saved that girl's life. But another thing that we care about on DonorSee is making sure that we're helping lift the person out of poverty, not just in a singular event,
sure.
but over the whole course
sure.
of their life. So Amy Hathaway takes a really cool two-pronged approach. The first is that there are babies who are sadly starving in Tanzania because sometimes they can't get breast milk from their mother because her mother's malnourished. Sometimes the mother doesn't make it. For all sorts of reasons, there are malnourished babies in Tanzania. So when that's the case, Amy puts projects on DonorSee to provide formula milk for the babies, which goes a really long way to help the baby's brain development. Like if that baby didn't get that formula milk that early in its life, the whole rest of its life, its brain development would be stunted. And so that's a huge thing, and we're super grateful to be part of that. But then what do you do after 6 months when the baby's healthy and it has formula milk? It's still living in poverty. So how do you take care of it then?
Yeah.
So that's where step two comes in. Then Amy Hathaway finds a caretaker for the baby. Usually it's an aunt or the mother if she's still alive and around. And she sets up the caretaker with a business. And she has an 80% success rate with setting up these caretakers with a business. So
super.
80% of the caretakers she'll fundraise like $400. Set the caretaker up with a fruit stand, and then a year later when she comes back and checks in on them, 80% of the time they're still going, they're still thriving, and they have recurring income every month so that they can take care of themselves and the baby.
That's fantastic. We're basically out of time, but if people go to your website, DonorSee.com, are there examples of these little mini videos you're talking about that they can see for themselves?
Yeah, there are thousands of videos on our website that they can find and look through. They can see recent examples of projects that were recently funded, and they can see projects that still need funding. There's tons and tons of content for people to look through.
Okay, Gret Glyer, GLYER, DonorSee.com. Thank you, Gret. All the best.
Thank you so much.